Yes, welcome again to another RNG. This time around, Fantasy Premier League with the Republicans. And welcome again to giving out how it will be for game week two. Based on say we don't see game week one, and we don't see how boys them take perform. Remember last week, we been telling us, Skipo Salah, Skipo for the Bruno Fernandes. You see how it come out last, and then the top scorers or top point gainers for their teams. Welcome once again. I did with my goons inside the studio. I did with LJ, and I did this time around with Bucci. And we're there to talk about all the matters going into game week two. But before we go to game week two, I can start with LJ. LJ, big performance. Game week one.
Game week one.
And funny enough, last week when they talk, say Salah, Bruno Fernandes, captain them. Bruno Fernandes get 20 points.
Hat-trick, lovely hat-trick by Bruno Fernandes, 20 sweet points.
He's captain now, 40 points.
He's captain now, he gets sweet 40 points. I know captain now, so my bad.
But captain
Salah, so... I get both of them for my team. Another person who performed really, really well for the last game week now, Son Heung-min.
Yeah.
And marvelous. I think 13 points and... he do very, very well for everybody we get down for their team. One of the players with... stand out for me last week now, Paul Pogba, and the ownership not too plenty like that, but he come through with four assists.
Wow. And nobody, actually, now the first time you say they get that four
yeah.
assists. Surprise.
Join me.
Talking about another performer last week, you guys talk about the man himself, Sami Benrahma. Nobody else. Last season, actually, you know, to give us that vibes of from championship
when you come. Yeah, but right now, he don't sellotape himself, stamp himself, say, yes, I'll be first team player for West Ham right now. And he give one goal, one assist. Lovely assist, by the way. And the goal said, very sweet goal. Today, for them to win Newcastle over the weekend. And he and Master made points again. 12 points. And then Mikel Antonio himself also score one goal, do one assist, come his penalty.
Callum Wilson, I'm a replacement. My God.
Me too, I replaced him with Callum Wilson, although Callum Wilson self-score, you know, but you don't get as much point as Antonio. Ouch. But then, yeah, you go win some, lose some.
But Gucci coming to other standout performance for game week one, Hugo Lloris, goalkeeper, surprise, clean sheet against Manchester City.
Oh, clean sheet, I can get 10 points, just clean sheet.
Yes, now, clean sheet now, the biggest
clean sheet and saves. I think he makes two saves inside this thing.
And says 9 and give points.
Ogo Lloris get 10 points.
Yeah, 10 points. Surprise against Emilio Martinez.
Against Manchester City.
Martinez get, I think 2 points.
Wow. Yeah, Martinez get 2 points.
But still talking about...
Another person we know today, people team now. Marcos Alonso, it's called lovely free kick. Yeah. I didn't get, they keep clean sheets. Lovely game by Chelsea. 6 points for clean sheet. Mm-hmm. Another 6 points for goals and 2 appearance points. 15 points.
Chalobah.
I expect him. Chalobah will score goal. Check my Twitter. I said Chalobah will
score goal.
Yes, I said it.
Man,
I said it.
I did. For in debut, in first Premier League debut, after he don't stay for Chelsea for a whole long years, stay for bench, down for bench tire. He finally starts and then he's in Kappa with one goal and a clean sheet. Man, yeah. What else can you ask for?
The others now, Brentford player, Ethan Pinnock. Tony
still show up. I expect Tony to show up, but then Ethan Pinnock.
Penalties, he's going to score.
No, just penalties. If I tell you, he's going to score. Even though we say Mbueno, they're very selfish for inside the game. He gets some kind of free open spaces where he's supposed to just lay the ball, where he's supposed to go, but then. They play against Arsenal. Mono put
out. If you can get Arsenal, we don't want to score again. Now, Bonanza will be Arsenal now.
You know what Nigeria player, the way we get high points, Dennis.
Then for Watford, he scores goal, get assist. 12 points. Very lovely. I think one of the things will go happen over a period of time, I say people go quickly use their wild cards.
Yeah.
Because now you don't see how the teams won't take set.
Wild card like for Big Brother.
You don't see. So now people go use their wild cards earlier than normal because now regular season, maybe pandemic season again, we will get closed down, give the come back to back. But now people get enough food to reason them and say, okay, yeah, I need to bring in these players and bring in that player. So watch out. different managers, plenty of managers will start to use their wildcard from next weekend because people like Lukaku will never see enter some people's team.
Yeah.
Kane,
yeah,
you never take sure whether he will stay or go. True. So, wildcard will come into play from week 2 and we'll see them they come.
So watch out for that wildcard, like LJ we talk. And they always give us better predictions concerning where you feed points and where you feed. Get those maximum points in terms of attackers and also the players, defenders, midfielders, and we get that. But LJ and Chimoku Shapeli took eye into the low budget players. So we feel you watch out for
this might seem
game week 2. Players who will feel safe from week 1. Maybe they're not to do well. But week 2, going into week 2, what do you think? For Wilfred Zaha, I don't know.
No, Zaha gets.
I mean, main man for Crystal Palace. Yeah.
Now, main man for Crystal Palace, and they get a very lovely game over the weekend.
Yeah.
Against, no, yeah, they lost against Chelsea.
Against Chelsea.
But they play Brentford next, and hopefully Zaha will fit turn up for that kind of game, run them ragged, and hopefully drop one assist or score goal.
Hmm.
And one player waiting for them at Kerentini. I'm not sure low budget we're supposed to add right now.
No,
yeah. I'm not sure we're supposed to add them because they play Chelsea over the weekend.
No, say Arsenal when they meet Chelsea.
Romelu Lukaku is
always being that team. When Arsenal meet Chelsea, that's a different
ball
game. I understand that different ball game, but man, this Chelsea one they see look like team will go run and
go. This TNA guy,
yes,
and they tell you, see, who you want cross to when that's no guest striker?
True that.
One day to match, all this, they fall sick, all that coronavirus. Sick. You want me, Ingo, do message, room for back, go for it. Advise anybody, no put TNA on your team. And they face Arsenal. Arsenal not in a good state right now. Mm. Chelsea, they very, very confident. Plenty goes over that match, but Chelsea definitely go win. Ingo get more to defensively compared to attack. So no put them. And Abalogu wants to go now in case I will get injury. No stress, the guy. No just no come out. Don't stop. Let him rest. Come back next week.
One player where everybody's supposed to get for their team now, Constantino, Tsimikas. Why? Now 4.0 before. Yeah. Now 4.1. After the performance from last weekend, clean sheet. Was it Robertson they injured?
Yeah,
and they out to the end of the month. So definitely, Tsimikas go start most of the game from the left. Mm-hmm. Except they won't play some hard games where club will want shuffle, put some maybe James Milner for left back and all that. But without that, typical and Inde very solid for the last game against Norwich. Mostly in Norwich, but then Inde very solid. Mm-hmm. Hopefully Ingo start again against Burnley. They play Burnley this weekend. And Tsimikas, he did my bench last week, now they come start.
Low budget, so they don't get money.
Yeah, low budget there. And quickly, we'll talk about Daniel Amati too. Three sheets against all of. Funny enough, LG, you see Schmeichel, as Nabeja Lutan. Because I was so believing, say, Martinez
good.
Clean sheets.
Their fixtures, they better, sort of. Because they play Wolves, Leicester play Wolves, and they expect say go they strong, with Jimenez being back.
Yeah.
But then, you know what happens, as we take predict them. But then, Vestager don't join the team. Amate, if you don't get the kind of runway he gets right now. So, I think Vestager will come in as the second defender, and Amate, if he
drops out to bench.
Amate will continue.
I know Tizen Rogers and that kind of manager will bench immediately. If it's for me, go continue.
Okay, well, let's hope so.
And looking at, say, Leicester go play West Ham United.
They play West Ham. They will need Vestager, the height and the strength to fit a hold on Antonio. So I'm not sure.
Let me by face, because Vestager will be like police. Let me say,
Amate don't
want
to be the right choice. Maybe they go start.
Amate go still play.
Almost see how he play out.
Amate no play at that, she won't care.
Okay, I go with Gucci to that.
How about Shane Duffy? What do you think? Low budget defender, at least.
Yeah, very low budget, but if I want to pick defenders for Brighton, Shane Duffy are the choice where I go pick.
Mm.
I don't think so, but then with Vettman being injured and Webster also starting now, and Brighton play Watford. It's my sad today inform, and I don't understand. And then they get Dennis Efi. Shane Duffy, I'm not sure I would advise anybody to put up for their team just yet.
Okay, we'll go at Jafet Tanganga.
Tanganga.
Over the weekend, I don't know how they just shock everybody. Sterling, no see British space.
Grealish,
no see British space. My guy.
No.
You have to think about Tanganga.
With that name, Jafet Tanganga, like you like lion. See, if you don't put Tanganga on your team, you mess up. And also, I watch him when he play against Manchester City. I think top three. I think one of their best players in Manchester City. The guy defend where? The guy pocket Grealish.
Mm.
Pocket and where? Grealish, they move around like snake. But this guy, wall now where? So I think Tanganga are good. Low budget. at 4.5.
But LJ, looking at Tanganga, assist at least will show up more points.
I'm not sure I say Tanganga will give you assist, but then with the way Wetin being a Nuno Espirito, they take set up. Yeah. Tanganga is a solid part of that defensive unit, and I think say Ingo give you if he go give you clean sheets going forward. But then they play Wolves next. Who knows?
Anything
you
know, can happen. anything can happen. I'm talking about Kijana, Hoover, and Livramento. Two other defenders will be saying they're very low.
They're very low, and they'll be starter too.
Yeah.
Because this Bertrand Ongo, Leicester. Livramento, they start for Southampton now.
Oh, is he left back?
Yeah. Hoover himself, they start for Wolves.
So I like it too.
But then, I don't think say, except your bench never completes, then you just need one 4.5 player, one 4.0 player to take compliment. And then if you bring in Shane Duffy, Tanganga, Livramento, and then Hoover to
Okay, going to week two now, LJ, we talk about the players who shine for week one. Bruno Fernandes, for me, fantastic match when he played. Week two, you will continue that form?
I think Bruno likely to continue in the same vein for week two because when they play Southampton, they say
why you can't they say we?
I mean, you but obviously be biased, DJ. But then, mind you, they play Southampton for the next week game, although they're away from Old Trafford and they don't get the same energy they get for Old Trafford last weekend.
But a way
win for United now, it don't become like a regular thing. They never lose point on the road, and Bruno Fernandes that we do. Factor for the old team where they go good for United and they're expecting more of the same.
So, what do you advise? Do you captain
keep captain because Saddam's never get their rhythm yet. And I think one of the best managers they go sack now, Saddam's team manager.
No, they don't feel sack him. No, yeah. They can't sack him.
Rafael has some
money. No, I know sack him.
And I think say,
no, I know sack him.
Okay.
He right. Signed deal with them. You sell your best players. What do you want make her do? Or make I be Jesus Christ or I be Zidane. Like you sign your best players,
the
if they bring
the
in new players.
Really care about
no,
that,
no, no, no. This same Arsenal we don't lose like 8-2 instantly in job.
Yeah.
Now very good manager will be playing with average players.
In there sometimes they show up the team, they try to make
sure. Exactly. Then they compete. They lose Danny Ings.
They don't lose Vesta.
They do well.
They don't lose
Danny Ings. Two
they
best
don't
players.
Lose Bertrand.
What's what making do?
Why if you run riot against them again?
Don't say this food they chop Gary. So it's Chinese best.
More of the same. They play Burnley for Anfield.
0-0 football.
Maybe that time South Africa I use my triple captain.
No matter what you do, no use your triple captain.
Use your triple captain
until later in the season.
Go back, triple captain.
But Salah more of
two goals, two assists.
And they say I'm saying he go come good.
Two goals, two assists.
Yes, he will give you points.
But LJ Moku Shepherd still look at the players in their prices don't fall for market. We expect Aubameyang.
I snap this ball for you.
One of the star performers.
Exactly.
We don't know what will happen this week.
Two snap players.
To Aubameyang. But looking at Nicolas Pepe.
Make I talk one of the things we I don't appreciate about FPL this season. The quick prompt, the prompt where they tell you. Update and upgrade players or downgrade them.
Yeah, once you don't give points,
they don't downgrade you. If you give points, they upgrade you. Like Bruno, people like Bruno don't go 12.1 now, so people don't get that for their team now. They're going to hustle more money to get.
You will lessen some players' money so that you can get Bruno Fernandes.
So for people like Obama get transfer hanging over your head, whether you go Barca or not, all those back and forth. And he said, in body language, I'm not like say he won't play ball. He falls sick just before the game against Brentford.
He not fall sick, oh.
And then come
wrong statement.
And then, so with the price dropping, maybe later in the future, if he still remain for Arsenal, maybe if he sign him in. But people like Nicolas Pepe, he get bad game against Brentford. Let me say, he will get bad game against Chelsea.
He will get bad game against Chelsea. He will get bad game against Chelsea.
Okay, the reason why they talk about this is because Arsenal, they feel no day form, but when they beat Chelsea. Surprises,
that was back in the days. Not to get a Chelsea.
London derby, so no fit.
Nothing they happen. Nothing they happen.
Nah. Someone to look out for. Another person they play in Dakar. Dakar just joined Leicester City.
Dakar Rally.
Just joined Leicester City, and Leicester City they play well.
Nothing they happen.
So Vardy are the number one choice. They're the number one choice striker, and the next after Vardy is Ian Achor, obviously, because of what he did last season and towards the end of last season. So Dakar will take in time, ease himself into the team.
Dakar
and once Dakar enter the team, I'm very sure Saint-Seb will score goals. Because a very proven goal scorer.
For me, I'm going to all of them go down.
So Momo Lanzini, any chances?
With Berama form right now, Lanzini, good. He go try to enter, but I'm not sure saying go. I know Chelsea go make the team just yet. Yeah. Because Bo and they inform Lanzini did Lanzini go waiting for.
Okay, finally, before we come out, what do you reason about Adama Traore, another player, no budget more or less?
Adama Traore gets the best chance of the weekend. One of the best chance. That early chance we didn't see against Leicester, he missed him. And once we did characterize about Adama be that Sabi threw away chances. We so, say he done the Sabi score 2 seasons ago. But he shows again last season, no Sabi. And now again, now they don't start more of the same. But Adama will create chances. Even if he's done back, hopefully the partnership go synergize. But right now, Messi day.
Okay. So if you won't give advice now, basically for team obviously you need to put like maybe from goalkeeper attack, especially for defense right now. Talking about players, maybe say if you say okay, maybe they don't do well from the first match. I've been poor in Maguire, but the chop goal, surprise. So that one reducing points. My Ming self, I put up my squad, but hey, we chop 3 goals against Watford, surprise. So me, I just look at defense, especially for going into game week 2. Who if you say you fit short defense, no chop goal.
The defense way are they always go for most times. I always look at people if it even though they don't keep clean sheet, they feel at least drop 1 or 2 assists. Now, one person they proven that Trent Alexander Arnold. So, if you get the money to fit sign them, 7.5, no person will me and they advise anybody to sign because the money they on the high side. But if you can spare that money, you're going to need to bring them into your team. Trent, if you put Trent, are they list you the 4 defenders where you go likely the person. The next person at Luke Shaw might concede last game, which Leeds United get very nice potent attack, but they play Southampton where we get Arnold and Che Adams for their defense, and then you get Rafael Varane, we go still show up Man U defense.
Yeah.
Obviously, sure, if he go forward, give you something, and then also for defense, he will give you better blocking too, we go help. Another person waiting for them, Lucas Digne. I like Dine. Dine go play well. And now it looks like, Benitez, they give him a license to go for it. Because last game, Baba just a bomb. So hopefully he go put in crosses and we go score. People like this guy will connect. Richarlison or DCL, they will connect the DCL. And the last but not the least, now the cheapest defender we will ever get for your team, now Tsimikas. So if your fourth line of defense now that, trust me, you're good to go for next game week.
And remember, I remember they play Leeds United, we like to attack. So
exactly. Space is good.
And looking at our top players.
Where Jacob said they for you? I don't see you here now.
Ishola Rashid. Have the design. 122. But how do you ask how many points you get?
He said every day second.
137.
107.
You tell me every day second. What is every day? Calm down.
Every day second. Where 107 for day?
107.
So what will be the next one? We'll get next slide. No, next slide. How much is Grace?
Big ups. No follow. Shout out to Rashid. Big ups to Ademi, Dave, Izale, Adebo Wale. And
we get one lady for there, Amazon Princess. Princess Safia, nice one. Clap for you.
Iniesta FC.
Oh, wow, this one. I can't catfish.
Nice one. And Chomps 11. Nazil Chobal, nice one from you for the FPL guys.
Keep it up.
And yes, remember, if you join our FPL by the Republicans with that code, yes, the code, I don't need here for you to join. Just make sure you go there. Thank you very much, guys, for today.
You don't have to be my team now.
Yeah? For your team?
Why not be my team?
Would you get him?
I get him. Anyway, what
Jacob said. Give us your team.
My team, what Jacob said. This helps me.
And yes, my people are here with another full stop on top of that as a consecutive edition of Fantasy Premier League by the Republicans. Remember, so you can subscribe and make sure so you get latest from our YouTube page, the handle of Football Republican G. Subscribe so that you can get notifications and you know when we'll upload our video. As you like to my again next time, I'm going to catch you. I'm going to do well. Bye. Bye.
Bye.